know, it kind of hurt me because Ebb is a great guy. You know, he really is. And, you know, it's really unfortunate when you lose a player like Ebb. But, you know, that's part of the game. You know, it's going to be, you know, more guys, you know, to go down. Hopefully not, but, you know, that's, you know, football. And, you know, you got to deal with it. And, you know, when your number's called, you got to be ready to go. And, you know, that's the way I see it right now. I'm just going to take it a week at a time, you know, day by day, especially this weekend. You know, get the game plan down for Cleveland and, you know, just try and come out and show my coaches and teammates, you know, and anybody else watching, you know, that I can help, you know, fill Ebenezer's shoes.
Are you ready both from learning this defense and the physical part of it?
Yeah, the defense is down. You know, that's, you know, like second nature now. You know, it's just a matter of getting to go out and play now. And, you know, that's, you know, really exciting, you know, since I got the playbook down and, you know, stuff like that. I can just go out and play now, and, you know, it's really exciting just to, you know, turn it loose.
You relatively have freedom to rush the passer in this defense. Is that pretty much the same thing as in college, or was it more complex to learn here?
It's kind of the same thing. You know, my college coach gave me a lot of freedom, and Coach Bates' defense, you know, he gave our defensive ends, you know, the same amount of freedom, you know, just cock wide and, you know, go make a play. And as a defensive end, you know, that's your dream.
How behind do you feel? Because I know Coach Bates was saying that after you missed that time from spraining your knee in practice that you are behind. How much do you feel that's the case?
You know, a little bit. It's taking a little bit for my legs to come back. But, you know, I didn't really lose that much of a beat. You know, I was, you know, there at every practice, you know, watching and all the meetings, you know, still learning. And, you know, I wasn't out there, you know, taking physical reps. But I always take mental reps, you know, on the sideline, just watching and, you know, paying close attention and asking questions. So, you know, I didn't really lose that much of a step behind the rest of the guys.
Seems like you're feeling a little better now, is that right?
Definitely, yeah. My legs are feeling great. And, you know, it's nothing like being healthy. You know, I was hurt for a while, and, you know, that's not fun at all. And it's nothing like being healthy. You know, you can come out here and, you know, smile and, you know, not have any worries. You can just go do what you like to do.
How are you feeling confidence-wise after the last couple of games? I mean, you've had some good pass rushers the last couple, especially last
week. Yeah. You know, it's just a matter of me getting healthy. Like I said, you know, the San Francisco game, you know, my knee really wasn't ready for me to go out there and compete against those guys. But, you know, I gave it a shot, you know, and did what I could. But this past week versus Dallas, you know, my legs were there. And like I said, you just get to go out there with a smile on your face. And, you know, it's always fun when you're healthy and you can just go play, you know, how you know you're capable of playing.
Was it nice because, you know, people around here might not know what you can do and you hadn't been able to show them as a leg injury to get out there and get a sack like that?
Yeah, it really was nice. You know, I was kind of taking it personally, you know, since my legs were feeling good just to, you know, come back and, you know, just be sound out there and, you know, just fly around and, you know, try to make plays and help other guys make plays, you know, on the back end. And that's what I went out and did. And, you know, this week is another step, you know, another test. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Really excited about it, getting to go out and, you know, compete again. And hopefully this time, you know, a little bit more.
You guys anxious to have, after the last game, you guys anxious to come out in this third game and really show that you guys have a good defense?
Definitely. You know, I think that's important, you know, for the way that we played against Dallas. You know, we didn't game plan them at all. You know, it was a lot of stuff, you know, that we could have called, you know, to slow them down and, you know, make the game look totally different than it really was. And this week we game planning versus Cleveland, and I'm sure you guys will see a lot more, you know, in-depth of what our defense is and some of our calls that we do, you know, to adjust off the opposite team. You know, that's, you know, fun as a player. You know, your coaches, you know, give you more tools to go out and make plays. And, you know, that's all you can ask of as a player.